James went on to say, "Know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?" Friendship of the world. I looked up that word friend, and it means someone or something that you have an affection for. Let me say this, my Christian friend. If you have set your affections on this world, if you have fallen in love with this world and its system, don't expect to be reciprocated. The world will not love you. The world cannot love you. If you were of the world would love you. John chapter 15 and verse 19. Now this is red letter stuff. This is God talking. And he tells us, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Jesus is telling us that the world hates us because we are not a part of this worldly system. We are a part of the government of God. We're not even citizens of this worldly system. We're only pilgrims. Our citizenship is in heaven. John writes again in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. John tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. This world, John tells us, passes away, and the desires and the lust thereof will pass away. But he that doeth the will of God will abide forever. Those are good words to live by. I looked up the word friendship, and it tells me that it is something or someone that you have a working relationship with. Oftentimes we speak of friendships, relationships, partnerships, and fellowships. A ship is something that takes you somewhere. So I ask you, where would your friendship with the world take you? It will not take you into the joys of the kingdom. It will only take you down the wide road to destruction. We all enter into a friendship or relationship or a partnership in order to go somewhere. Friendships take us to many days of happiness. Relationships take us somewhere. We form partnerships in order to be able to go somewhere other than where we're at in our station in life. Ships are made to take you places. Friendship with the world will certainly take you places that you will not want to go. It will keep you longer than you want to stay and will cost you more than you want to pay. Now let's look at verse 5. James said, do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit that dwells in us lusteth to envy? When I read that, I immediately thought of what Paul told the Galatians. In chapter 5 and verse 17, Paul says, the flesh lusts against the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Paul said they were contrary one to another. Flesh does not want the same thing that the Spirit of God wants, and that the Spirit of God doesn't want the same thing that the spirit of the flesh, the carnal man, wants. Thus the war raging in our minds and in our hearts. And then James says, but he gives more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.